Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brian Bacco joins me for the first segment of the 1 o'clock hour. We're breaking down Mike Tomlin's news conference. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, Brian, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. So I don't know if you share this opinion, but I've never heard Tomlin, unsolicited and solicited, talk about, I'll call it excuses. We're somewhat limited with some of our schematics defensively. He can't say that enough, Brian. And then in came Benzie from the top rope saying, if you're limited defensively with your schematics, how about offensively? And this is how that went.
I asked earlier if the secondary issues were perhaps limiting some of the things or holding, making you hold back some of the things that you could do on defense. Are you at all being forced to hold back some things you might be able to do on offense because of some of the pass protection concerns?
No.
I don't think he was telling the truth there. I don't think they're pushing the ball down the field specifically this past Sunday because they didn't want to get Aaron Rodgers killed, because, and he still took a number of hits, by the way. Do you agree? And what do you think about Tomlin constantly bringing up the schematics on defense?
Well, I think the difference in why he answered those questions that way was they're not injured on the offensive line. I think he was making a point that they're injured in the back end of their secondary, and that's why he's bringing that up. I think, you know, game planning based on your strengths and weaknesses relatively on offense is, you know, that's every week, that's every season. So, yeah, I mean, you can do certain things when you have a better protecting line and certain things when you can't. I just don't think he was looking at it the same way because he was referring to health impacting one aspect and not the other.
Yeah, I guess where, you know, Benzie was coming from was, okay, you have a situation in your secondary, whatever it is that's affecting your schematics. Do you have a similar situation, basically because your offensive line stinks, that's keeping you from what you're doing offensively? So I guess where we arrive, Brian, is do you think that that game plan was tailored to protect and insulate the offensive line the other day? Because Aaron Rodgers took like 1 second to release the ball every time.
Not particularly, but I think this is 3 weeks in a row now where they've played a team that is stronger in their front seven than they are in the back end, and the Patriots were probably the best example of that. I mean, even last year with the Jets, and I guess you can say they didn't have a very good O-line last year either, but man, if that's the case, then they did the ultimate 180 from last season to week one against the Steelers defense. But I mean, his average intended air yards and average completed air yards have been dropping pretty much every season. And this year, again, they're already even lower than they were a year ago with the Jets. So I don't know if that's more of a factor of his playing style now or the Steelers offensive line or both.
Well, I felt like the second they signed Aaron Rodgers, what we were going to get was late stage Ben, which wasn't a terrible thing. He could still make throws and still win some games. And I think that's exactly what we have, is a guy who wants to get rid of the ball quickly. does not want to take a ton of punishment at this point in his career. And you remember, I mean, the last 2 years of Ben's career was constantly a topic. Why don't they go over the top more? Teams don't respect their ability to go over the top. Is it the line? Is it the receivers? Is it the scheme? Is it Ben? What is it? And I think we're starting to face some of those same questions, Brian. Let's hear what Mike Tomlin said about Rodgers, and then I'll throw it to you.
Mike, after the game, Aaron Rodgers said he didn't play well. Just how, through these first three games, is he what you expected coming into this season?
He certainly has been, and not only in terms of his play, but in terms of his relationship with the game, how he interacts with teammates, how he loves the preparation process. All of those things have been double thumbs up, and so it's reasonable to expect the in-stadium performance to mirror that. And so he may be disappointed with how he played last week, but we got an opportunity this week to do something about it. And just watching him day to day is not a high level of concern in terms of the outcome being what he and we desire.
Thoughts on Tomlin and thoughts on, you know, the comparisons between Rodgers and late stage Ben?
Yeah, here's what's interesting to me about this, particularly this week, Joe. And, you know, I don't think this was a question that had to be asked or even should have been asked because Mike Tomlin would have spiked it. But the Vikings probably could have had him. And they decided they would roll with the status quo of J.J. McCarthy. I don't know the exact timeline of acquiring Wentz, but I generally trust that front office and that coaching staff. And if they thought it wasn't really worth it, maybe we aren't going to see Aaron Rodgers take a major step forward in terms of hitting a ceiling to be better than, like you said, late-stage Ben, where I think not necessarily Ben could still think the game and see the game really well, which is why they were in shotgun five wide so much. But the pure arm strength was not what it used to be, obviously.
What's wrong with the Steeler run game? Is it more about the scheme, backs, or offensive line?
I think Arthur Smith understands scheme, but I'll also acknowledge, you know, yes, he had Derrick Henry, and then he basically went straight into Bijan Robinson, so he was set up pretty well there from OC to head coach before he got to Pittsburgh, but I mean, he turned other guys into, you know, pretty good runners, whether that was Cordero Patterson or Tyler Algier, I think his name was, with the Falcons. So, yeah, I think it's mostly on the O-line, but I think that's the case with most teams. Good running backs tend to look great when they have a really good O-line. Bad running backs tend to look okay when they have a really good O-line, and great running backs do things like Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley when they have really good offensive lines.
Brian Bacco, the Post-Gazette, joining us as he does every Tomlin Tuesday or whatever day Tomlin talks to sort of break down the news conference. What else stood out about the conference today? He talked about Daniel Okwale. I actually think there's something there. I wouldn't mind having him more often than Benton at times. You?
Yeah, that was one thing I was curious about. If I would have been in there, I might have just said, okay, the inclusion of Derek Harmon, how does that allow you to try some different wrinkles with your D-line? Where and how you use Keanu Benton, Y.A. Black, Daniel Okwale? I just think if you can give Keanu Benton fewer snaps, maybe he can find some more productivity. Give him, you know, maybe a different alignment than just purely playing the nose tackle spot all the time. They've got to get something going up front, and simply adding Harmon to the mix is good for that, to elevate everybody maybe. And again, you know, you brought up the constant sort of acknowledgement of the injuries and the lack of schematics. I wanted to make this point earlier, Joe. I don't recall that being mentioned, was it 2 or 3 years ago, when, all credit to Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin, maybe one of their best coaching performances, they beat Tom Brady in the Bucs with a secondary that included Josh Jackson, Quincy Wilson, and Elijah Riley. I don't think any of those guys are even still in the NFL. So, you know, the schematics were what they were for that game, and they found a way to not hemorrhage yardage and third and long conversions.
The best part about this offense so far, by far, is the red zone, and that's a big deal. You know, I think that the Steelers are winning a little bit on the margins. I think Shelty would be very proud of them. With turnovers, with red zone, what's been the key to their red zone offense? They seem to really have employed the jump ball, and that makes all the sense in the world to me.
Yeah, I think that's a big piece of it, but probably the primary one is just who you have under center. Even if I said earlier that I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is really going to be taking the top off of defenses with the deep ball the way he could in his prime. When you get in tight like that, and it's so incumbent on making good decisions, knowing when and where you can fit the ball into a tight window versus when you should just go with your shack in the post, as Arthur Smith put it. I think that's huge in the red zone. And I think the in-between years of Ben to Rodgers, they had guys who were not quite as adept at that, whether it was Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, you know, even a not young, but, you know, hadn't started a ton of games, Mason Rudolph. Justin Fields with his legs was a cheat code when they got in there. But Aaron Rodgers knows exactly what he's doing when it comes to utilizing Mount Washington and DK Metcalf, who caught the Brett Favre tying touchdown from Rodgers and the Brett Favre passing touchdown from Aaron Rodgers, going to number four for both of those, Brett.
Ah, I didn't think of that. Well, enough about the actual football. Let's get to the important stuff. Limits and I have numerous questions on your trip that you're shortly leaving for, Brian.
Okay.
What's the flight plan? Where are you going to first? How long does it take to get to Ireland? What time are you arriving?
I am flying through Toronto, and I've got a layover tonight. And that then it'll be the long trip over from Toronto to Dublin, which I think it's like 6.5, maybe 7 hours to fly across the pond there from the Great White North. So, yeah, that's going to be the toughest part of it. And much like the players are going to say, I'm hoping to sleep on the plane, Joe, although I didn't bring a neck pillow or anything like that. Hopefully I can just lean against the window and be okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, I can tell you in 1997, I flew to Ireland to meet my brother over there, and we landed as the sun was rising, and I've never over Shannon. We landed in Shannon, which is in the middle of the country, and I've never seen green as lush as that because the sun was rising. It was unbelievable. The people were incredible, and it was like walking back in time, at least out in the countryside, walking back in time 1,000 years. It's too bad Ron Cook isn't on this journey. I think he would have enjoyed it. Do you agree?
Did he go in 97? Were you there for the Steelers game in 97, I take it?
No, I was not. I was there on my own.
Okay, it was separate from that. Okay, because that was the preseason game, the only other time they've hosted a game over there, also at Croke Park. Maybe Ron was on that trip. I don't know. But, yeah, he would have really livened up the PG gang for this one if Ron were there.
Do you have a question for Brian about his trip limits?
I'm looking at the map right now. Ireland is so much farther than I thought it was, Brian. I'm just curious, what do you most want to see in Ireland? And I also didn't realize that Ireland was so close to the United Kingdom, maybe because I can't read a map properly.
Yeah, it sounds like you're having some geographical weak spots there, some blind spots limits. I think most people would, I don't want to say most people, but most people of your education level probably know that Ireland and the UK are rather close in proximity. But,
from Dublin, you might be able to see the UK, Brian. I'm looking at Dublin right now. It's right by the water.
You should take a train over there and see the changing of the guards,
I don't
Brian.
Think you can go through the water on the train. Do you think
I've
they have an
there,
underwater
Joe.
Train?
I've been to London. I've been to London already, so I don't necessarily need to do that. Saw the changing of the guards with my wife. That was a lot of fun and a cool experience. But yeah, as far as this week, somebody was telling me about the oldest pub in the world, established in like the 1100s. I'm very curious to see what that's like in there. And then just that
Ron covered the opening of that pub.
Stories on the wall after the game. He went there for his post-game beverage. Yeah, I mean, I know that the Temple Bar area there in Dublin is kind of like, you know, their Times Square. So it'll be very touristy. It'll be mostly Americans, but that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with going to see the touristy attractions in a different country when you've never been. They're touristy for a reason, generally. Yeah. So I'll circle that. I'm going to be doing a lot of work over there, too, so I won't have a ton of time to go exploring. But, yeah, it's going to be a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience, maybe, because who knows how long I'll be doing this and who knows when the Steelers will play a game like this again.
Now, Crowley's going to drink on the plane and then go straight to the bar when he gets off the plane. Is that your plan as well?
No, I don't think I want to try to sleep as much as I possibly can because this is an overnight flight, and this is going to be my night of sleep. So it's kind of a non-negotiable thing, and I certainly don't want to be out of gas when I get there. And, yeah, it'll be like 8 o'clock, 8:30 a.m.
Yeah.
when I land.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see where the day leads me from there. But the other weird thing, too, when you travel is, like, do I try to keep myself on U.S. time, or do you just have to acclimate? I know that's what these teams are trying to do, too, but I'll probably just try to acclimate to Dublin time.
You have to, and I hope you have fun. The one thing I did when I was on the NHL beat is, obviously, I worked hard, but I always thought to myself, how many times am I going to be in Montreal or when we went to Tokyo or all these places?
I went to Providence this past weekend. I met up with my college roommate.
Beautiful. Yeah, you got to take advantage of it.
Right before the game.
So make time for that, Brian. There will be a million games. There won't be a million trips to Ireland, and you can make that part of your stories.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to write a travel.
Thank you, Brian. Your phone is dead.
Oh, we're losing
Safe
Brian.
Travels.
He's now cutting out.
Yeah. I hope
and
he is.
And the mongoose will be on the loose.
Is there any big Steeler beat writer plans? Any big Steeler beat writer get-togethers?
Dulac taking you guys out to dinner?
Is Dulac paying for the dinner?
I don't know. I think that's all kind of TBD, but we'll be seeing plenty of each other there, and you know, we'll have a good time. And thank you for those inspiring words, Joe. You just put me in a great frame of mind for this trip. I appreciate that, my friend.
Are there any big Steeler events that are going
Limits.
On there?
We don't have time for more questions. You keep piling on with questions. Go
I was
going
to say, I can read the room. It seemed like it was wrapping up, but yeah, by all means, Limits.
Bert Lawton is out there saying, anyone else? And Limits keeps
else?
Piping in. He's
yep,
like he's like he's like Benzie at the end of the Tomlin.
Here I am.
Go ahead, Limits. One
I'm curious if there's going to be like any big Steeler beat writer get-togethers or meetups, or if there's any Steeler event that's going on. Like, is it going to be like the owner's meeting where Tomlin sits down and there's a nice
question.
Little dinner
good
that
question.
Goes on? Anything like that?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be with the team because they're not getting there till Friday morning. But yeah, I think there's going to be a beat writer dinner where we can all break bread, maybe some soda bread, because when in Dublin.
Even with the Trib guys, so you and Gormy the Owl could break bread?
Oh, I don't know if they're going, but yes, other outlets will be included. This won't be a territorial Anchorman type of brawl in the streets.
Will Nick Faribault be invited?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I was talking to Nick about the trip. He's looking forward to it as well, so I'll see him over there.
Do you take any drugs before a plane trip, Brian?
Hey, I thought we weren't allowed to ask any more questions.
No, I just got curious about that. I'm not talking hardcore. I'm talking things to put you to sleep.
No, I've never had to do that. I've never really had much trouble sleeping on a bus or a plane. So knock on wood, I'll be able to go out, you know, organically here.
How did Ray Fittipaldo get kicked off this flight? He was originally on it. Did Mackey steal his ticket?
I don't think so. That would be a question for Ray. But, yeah, we are going to miss Ray immensely there for sure.
Thank you, Brian. You enjoy
You're
yourself.
Welcome.
Thanks, Brian.
Have a safe trip.
You couldn't resist, Joe. All right, see you guys.
Joe, I'm looking at Google Maps right now.
Yes.
And there's these like lines that go from
Ireland. You're still looking for Ireland. It's next to England limits.
I found Ireland. But I'm looking at these lines that go from like Dublin to the UK. Are these like boat routes or is there like an underground like
What am I, a geographer? I don't know. I don't know what they are.
You're the savvy old Newtown. I thought maybe you'd
know
this.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes away, but the water's the problem limits. You have to get on a boat.
So are these like the routes that the boats take?
I don't know. You'd have to show me the map.
Whenever I go up to Geneva, I always wonder if I can see Canada. It's only like 45 miles away across the water.
I hear you can see Russia from Alaska. Didn't somebody once say that? I don't know. I'm geographically as geographically challenged as the person who said that was. I don't know.
Apparently not nearly as geographically challenged as I am.
No.
What did I learn in geography class?
Not much. Do you wish we were going like Crowley is?
Honestly, yeah. But I'd miss the whiteout. What would I rather? I'd probably rather go to Ireland, yeah. I'm Irish.
Wait, you even have to weigh that? Watching the whiteout on TV compared to a trip to Ireland?
Well, no, I'm going to the game and college game day's there, but
well,
yeah,
I get
I'd rather
okay,
go to Ireland.
So
yeah.
A whiteout compared to a trip to Ireland?
Well, yeah, I'd rather go to Ireland. I've said it three times.
No, you had to think about it.
I gave it a 5-second pause or a 2-second pause, yeah.
Now, are you going to be cheering wildly for Penn State on Saturday?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be? Am I going to boo every time they score? No, you don't want that. Of course I'm going to be cheering in the
stands. The guy behind you has a Pitt golf shirt on. Are you two getting along back there? What's his name?
Yeah, this is Ryan. Introduce yourself to the crowd.
Hey, everybody. My name's Ryan.
Where are you from?
Point Park student.
Point Park. That's where my wife went. Also Tom McMillan of Penguins lore. Also
Bob Pompiani.
Bob Pompiani went to Point Park. Where were you born? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up from West Mifflin, so about 5 minutes from Kennywood.
How old are you? 21. All-time favorite Kennywood ride.
Oh, Jackrabbit.
The Jackrabbit.
Not even a question.
It was fixed limits. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, every Jackrabbit ride was fixed when I was on it.
How was it fixed?
What do you mean, how is it fixed? They know who's going to win before it starts.
The racer's definitely fixed.
Oh, yeah, I think I was thinking of that.
Yeah, there's not two Jackrabbits.
My all-time favorite is the one that plunged into the water, the Pittsburgh Plunge.
Yeah, that was fun. I always liked when, Pitt football would go there, and they'd all stand on the ledge, and they'd have half the team on the plunge.
That was half the ride,
half the pool would just float out into this little balcony that they had.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.